The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's a new month indeed. 2nd of July, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. What's Facebook done this time? Well, actually, this is still kind of harking back what they did last time. We thought we'd just get you caught up to date a little bit. This one has to do with how many companies Facebook shared your data with. All in all, 52 tech companies. This is all coming from the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Yeah, Facebook had to respond to them, and they sent over a 747-page response. So, what firms did we give our information to? Well, we gave it to Alibaba. Yeah, that's a Chinese firm. Also, Huawei, Lenovo, and Oppo. That's just in China. Now, Facebook says we've ended partnerships with 38 of these companies, so, you know, come on. Just so you know, some of those companies included Palm. Yes, Palm. They ended that relationship because they ain't around anymore. Now, Facebook did say, of course, they'll continue to operate with companies such as Apple and, of course, Amazon, among many others. And we'll continue to have ongoing alliances with places like Alibaba and even our friends over there at Mozilla, the ones that do the Firefox browsers. Some cool tech coming over there from OneNote for Windows 10. Get ready for real-time translation. Ah, sweet. Of course, this is nothing new. Microsoft's been actually trying to work on real-time translation for all of its things that are Microsoft-related. And now with OneNote, users can use the new translate tool to translate a page, and then the firm will ensure that the translation works on everything. Now, as you probably remember, Microsoft offered a OneNote extension for the OneNote desktop app. But now you can find OneNote for Windows 10 in the Microsoft Store. And finally, yeah, it's a short one today, boys and girls. The tech news over the weekend was not much of news, more like advertisements. In fact, you'll see just how thin the news was when I read you our "and finally" today. How many times a day do you wash your hands? Come on, be honest. I hope to God you at least wash them after you've been in the bathroom. Now, here's the bigger question. How long do you actually sit there and wash them for? Is it like soap, done? Well, if it is, you are doing it wrong. The study looked at over 300 people in 6 kitchen test facilities. And what they found out was nearly every person working in those kitchens failed to reach the hand-washing standard set by the CDC. What is that standard? Well, you need to make sure you get yourself one hell of a lather of soap on your hand, and then scrub and scrub and scrub for 20 seconds. Which in this study, a lot of people didn't do, because the USDA said participants managed to spread bacteria to spice containers while preparing boogers about half the time. Now, we actually have the complete CDC guide here for you to how to properly wash your hands. Listen carefully. Wet your hands with clean running water. Okay. Then turn off the water. Gotta save water. Then you apply the soap. After that, lather your hands with rubbing them together with the soap. Make sure that lather gets to the back of your hands, between your fingers, and under your nails, too. Scrub your hands for 20 seconds. In fact, if it helps, use a timer. Yes, they actually said this. I guess they think people can't count to 20 seconds. Anyways, then rinse your hands well under clean running water again. Dry your hands using a clean towel and then air dry them. Funny, they actually forgot to tell you to turn off the water. Ah, there's nothing like the feeling of going back to kindergarten on a Monday. Thank you, CDC. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, yep, that's our website. You know what you can do over there. You can find all of our wonderful podcasts and get subscribed to them. You can also find our blog and reviews over there for your choosing as well. Also, don't forget about the British Tech Bash. It is coming very, very soon. There is a few tickets left. Ewan told me last night, so if you do want to get in, get your tickets purchased right now. You can do it by going to britishtechnetwork.com/bash. Also, check out our social media destinations, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, that lovely BTN community, which I'm sure a lot of them are going over to our bash. Why don't you come on in and join the fun? We would love for you to be a part of the BTN community. You can do it at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at you tomorrow for your Tuesday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful, clean, hand-washing Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.